It's November 24th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer speaking here with Julia and John Poole. So, Julia and John, thanks very much for coming in. So, let's start. Julia, how did you come to be in Burnaby? Why was your family here back in the 50s?
Well, I was 2 years old when my father moved our family to the top of Capitol Hill. And I don't really know why he chose the top of Capitol Hill, because it seemed so far away from where he worked. He worked downtown in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. He had a denturist office in the corner of Main and Pender. And so it was a long ways for him to get to work. But my grandparents had a fish and chips store in what was called Glenburn Fish and Chips on the corner of Ingleton and Hastings. Hmm. And as a young man, I think he had to come to work at the grandparents' fish and chips store. Hmm. And they lived in around the Adnack area in Vancouver. And my aunt tells me of times when, you know, had to take the trolley bus up to the fish and chip store, and they would have to work in the evenings with my grandparents and run the fish and chip store. So I think that my father was used to coming out to Burnaby because of the fish and chip store, and I guess he looked for a house that was, you know, reasonably priced, had a good view, and we had the most wonderful view.
Yeah, people there still do.
Yes, they do.
And any idea how your parents or your grandparents ended up running a fish and chip shop in Burnaby?
No, I don't. I never really asked and never had the opportunity to ask them why there, because as I grew up as a teenager, they stopped working, of course, and they sold the fish and chip store to somebody else, and and now it's, I think, an Italian restaurant or something.
And that's along in the Heights.
Yeah, the building's still there, but it's changed number of times. But every time I do remember walking down the very steep steps in the back of the store, going down into the back of the fish and chip store where my grandpa made his fish and hand cut chips, and it was quite I think a well known place for people to go.
Oh, I'll try to look up the name of it maybe in an old directory or newspaper, see if you can find that. So tell me about life on Capitol Hill. You said it was affordable property with great ocean view.
Yeah, it had a wonderful, not necessarily ocean view, but it had a wonderful view from the top of the hill. We could see all of Burnaby as it grew up. And it was quite isolated in a way because not very many people lived up there. I remember developing great calf muscles because I had to walk up and down that hill every day to school. Not only elementary school, but I had to walk to Burnaby North and Kensington for junior high and high school. So the bus only came up to the top of the hill, but it didn't go the directions my schools were. So,
did your dad drive a car?
Yes, my dad drove a car, and my mom had a car also. But we also had a lot of children at home, so she was never available to drive us to school.
Right.
And so driving kids to school in those days wasn't an option. You had to walk.
So how long would it take you typically, say, to get to school?
Well, if I walked really fast, it took me 20 minutes. So I think I developed really good cardio. Especially walking home with all my books.
And how about your home up Capitol Hill? You had running water.
Did you have
a flush?
Yes,
sewer?
It was sewer, and we probably had the first television.
Wow.
Because it was so high up, and it got great reception. So
yeah.
I remember even, you know, when I was a young child, that we had television, black and white TV, and we had the antennas that sat up in the top of the house, and they were very tall at that time, but got great reception.
Do you remember any particular show that caught your eye?
Well, I used to watch Liberace a lot.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, the Howdy Doody show and all those things, but, yeah, I remember, though, my dad really liked to watch his sports shows and music, and they had, you know, great radio reception too. So,
sparsely populated, you say? Like,
it was, because we were, I mean, we didn't really have next door neighbors. We had the Hings that lived across the street, and he had a large property that was for his electronic business, and he was an inventor in the archives of Canada, having invented the radio. I think military equipment,
really?
Transmission equipment, yes. And so he had his business there, and his family lived on that property. But, you know, we had neighbors next door to us that had a large family. But it wasn't really, like, very developed like it mm-hmm. is now. So
Were anyone farming in the area?
Well, there were. Our neighbors next to us across the lane had chickens, and they mm-hmm. had chickens so up till I was, you know, in my 20s. I think they had a special permission from mm-hmm. the city to do that because they had a chicken coop. And I remember being woken up by the rooster in the morning
right.
and that. But nobody else had farms.
Ate herself.
Yeah, ate herself.
Was your Chinese heritage important to your family as well?
Well, because we were so far away from Chinatown, I didn't really grow up in a Chinese environment. And I think that I wasn't expected to keep my heritage. My family, my mom and dad didn't speak Chinese to one another mm. because they spoke different dialects.
Oh, really?
So as we grew up, they always spoke English. And of course, they were the second generation Canadian. And so my grandparents immigrated. My dad and mom were both born in Canada. So they didn't really, they spoke Chinese in their homes, but they
right.
didn't speak Chinese to each other in our own family home.
And did that make a difference, do you think, to your neighbors? I mean, did anyone seem to care that your background
Chinese? No, I don't think that really made a big difference. That far out of Vancouver, maybe my parents had experienced more, you know, prejudice in their early days. But I think by the time I was, you know, they moved out to Burnaby, people were pretty open, and the neighbors that were around us were very, you know, receptive to mm. our Chinese
and,
background.
And were they diverse themselves, or were they mostly sort of Brits?
I think they were pretty well white, you know, British background. I was one of three Chinese, maybe, that were in my high school, so we could count on our one hand anyways.
Hmm.
All of us that were Chinese background.
Yeah.
So.
Well,